Thunder Bay. Groups that advocate for the homeless in Thunder Bay are again raising the alarm about vandalism by people targeting local homeless encampments. On occasion, they say, the occupants themselves are being physically attacked. We're seeing evidence of people throwing sharp objects through tents, busting up the tents, and injuring people at times, said Holly Govan, executive director of Elevate NWO. We've also heard reports of people pretending to be police, and trying to scare people who are camping. But some of the more hurtful things are just some of the awful comments that people make to those who are camping outdoors. Crystal Misitawagisik has lived in a campsite, and has experienced the abuse firsthand. Some person spilled gas in our tent with our laundry and our food and other stuff in it. We got sick from smelling it, she said in an interview Thursday. We had to take it down and move. That incident happened last year. Although Misitawagisik feels fortunate to be living in proper housing now, she worries for others who are still living outdoors. So does Lindsay Martin, the Director of Operations and Systemic Advocate with the Elizabeth Fry Society of Northwestern Ontario. Martin, who's worked as an outreach worker for about 6 years, said there's more cause for concern for the safety of those living outdoors than ever before. We have seen a lot of violence against folks who are living in encampments in the city. We have seen violence increase in extremity, she said. Recent incidents include a tent being burned to the ground, and other tents being slashed. It's really alarming to us, because folks are just trying to survive. It's really key that we take care of them and make sure that they're part of our community, and that we're not seeing any more deaths out there on the streets, Martin said. We're in a housing crisis, and no one's basic needs are being met, she added. You can fund all the housing projects in the world, but we need to make sure we're actually housing people in bricks and mortar. Until that happens, Martin said, the effect of homelessness on some of the most vulnerable members of society will remain visible in Thunder Bay. But those individuals do not deserve to have their meager shelters destroyed, she said. If you see a tent out there, just leave it alone. Thunder Bay police have been informed about the recent attacks on homeless encampments. A police spokesperson was unable to provide an immediate update Thursday on the status of any investigations. We're out there 5 days a week, seeing people and taking their stories and reporting them back to police, Govan said. Police can take it down, but unless somebody can come forward and make that complaint, their hands are very tied. She said people are reluctant to file a formal complaint, because they've got to live with the consequences, and, if there's any reprisal it's going to be theirs to face. I get to go home at the end of the day. They don't. That is their home. Elevate NWO continues to check on dozens of people living outdoors and provide them with basic survival items. Last year it connected regularly with 30 individuals, but this summer that number tripled. Outreach workers have also come across more senior citizens, something Govan describes as really tough to see, and more couples. That's problematic, she said, because finding housing for couples is much harder than getting accommodation for a single person. Elevate NWO is still trying to find shelter for 31 people before cold weather sets in. Govan is appealing to any landlord with space available to reach out. This is crunch time. We're waiting for a miracle here, she said,